Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Tyler brought a quick question for you, buddy. In Missoula, Montana, how long does it take to get from the top to the bottom of Palouse Falls in Washington State?
Well, it takes about 3.5 seconds, just under 3.5 seconds, to fall 186 feet.
3.5 seconds, 186 feet, and now you hold the record, the kayaking record for going over a falls. Tyler, congratulations.
Great, thank you.
You did this at the beginning of May, correct?
That is correct.
Now, explain to me, you're sitting in a kayak, you're sealed in the kayak. How do you stick to that wave of water that goes over the falls? There's wind there, there's spray there, and then, you know, you land wrong side up and you're dead.
Correct. And then there's actually a lot that goes into running a waterfall, especially running a waterfall of that size. And the line on Palouse is just about a boat width wide, so you really have to be on your game, make sure you're in the right spot. And then it does take a lot of subtle finesse and control to be able to control your boat angle upon entry. That's pretty much the technique of running a waterfall, is just being able to make sure that your kayak is completely vertical at the bottom.
You've got to be completely vertical at the bottom?
Correct. You want to be penetrating into the water and decelerating over a longer period of time. That minimizes the impact forces on your body and will definitely help you come out on the other side in one piece.
And you did have one problem, though, right? You busted a paddle, right?
Correct. Yeah,
what a loser.
It's not uncommon to break a paddle off of a waterfall of that size, and even on smaller waterfalls. So I wasn't too surprised that I broke a paddle, but, yep, I'm pretty happy that's the only thing I did break.
Now, you broke the previous record of 127 feet held by a Brazilian kayaker. Have you been angling for this record for a long time?
I actually held the record previously to the 127 feet with 107 feet up in the Northwest Territories on Alexandra Falls. So I wouldn't say that it's necessarily the record that drives me to do this kind of stuff. You certainly don't do this for the record or for money or any of that kind of thing. It's mainly just personal progression and personal accomplishment. It's a huge, you have to accept some pretty big consequences doing something like that, and you definitely don't want to do it for any motivations other than what it means to you personally to run something like that.
Well, you know, we would have loved to have shown some pictures on our website, but apparently your motivation to, like, sign an exclusive deal to tie up all of your pictures is part of what's going on here, right, Tyler?
Right. We want to be able to let folks check these photos out in the best way, and that's not necessarily our specialty. So we went ahead and had a media agency take care of all of it, and, yeah. Unfortunately, right now they're keeping some of those photos offline, but everybody can check out the video online if they want.
All right, well, that's good. Well, Tyler, you know, it's totally awesome, and is kayaking your only extreme sport at this point?
Kayaking is definitely my focus and pretty much my one of my only extreme sports that I practice at that level.
And your mom is totally on board?
I wouldn't say that my mom's totally on board, but she's come to accept and understand the things that I do, and understand that's part of being me. So she bears with it all, I guess.
Oh, man, I feel so sorry for that woman. Tyler Broad, thanks so much for being a part of the program. Kayaker, explorer, holder of the kayaking record, 186 feet, the Palouse. Thanks, Tyler.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.